thought, every life, every word we have said. Fill us with your spirit. May we now hear it. Oh God, open up the gates of your love. Let us see your grace. Let us know your mercy. Let us see the things you're doing in us now. Give us time to hear. Give us thoughts to fear. Open up, open up. Thank you.
As I look out across the room, God is obviously doing many wonderful things, has done many wonderful things. So if you're right in the middle of something, feel free to continue. Just there were a number of individuals who had words, similar words earlier. And it confirmed an impression I had that there are some of you here tonight who, apart from the working of God in your life, will be like the girl I described earlier, Robin, who so drawn to the world, she sees the glory of Christ, but she doesn't want to follow him because she's not sure that his promises are true. She's not sure that he will satisfy what she believes is her search for pleasure, and has chosen to pursue what the world has to offer, which is nothing but a lie. So listen to these words.
I just had a sense that there are those here who are not Christians, and as they've been listening to these messages about the gospel, and they have questions, and they're convicted in their heart, and they want to go up and ask, but they're afraid. They're afraid of what others will think, afraid of what people will think when they see them walking up, afraid of what their friends will think of them. But I just want to encourage them to just recognize this is the most important decision they could make, that they need to die to their pride, and they need to go up there and ask for help, and recognize that they need to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior.
In Isaiah 57, God says, "Because of the iniquity of his unjust gain, I was angry. I struck him. I hid my face and was angry. But he went on backsliding in the way of his own heart. I have seen his ways, but I will heal him." And I just have the sense of someone whose heart is far from God, thinking that God can't forgive him, that God doesn't know all that he's done. But God says, "I have seen his ways, but I will heal him."
I just had a picture of somebody who had a stain on their hand, and on their hands it said sinner, and they were trying to wash that stain off, and they were using different soaps and ointments, and they were scrubbing their hands, and it wasn't coming off, and they would try and hide it, and that didn't work, and their hands were red and chafed just from trying to scrub off the stain that said sinner on their hand. I just felt like the verse Ezekiel 36 verse 25 says, "I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols I will cleanse you, and I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." And just, you can try and scrub away all your stains, but it's not going to work. Only the blood of Jesus Christ can wash away the sin.
And you have no hope that you'll ever change. Day after day, the battle's the same, and you keep losing. Seems so long that you have been on this road. No one at your side, you feel like you're walking alone. I sent my son to die for you, to pay for all your sin. If you stood before me now, you would be condemned. But I sent my Son to live for you, to die and rise again. And as you put all your trust in Him, you'll be freed from all your sin. For I am the God who saves, even the worst of thee. I am the God who knows how you run from me. Bought you with my Son's blood. I paid the whole price. No death remains now. There's a perfect sacrifice. So lay down your sin. Lay down your rights, lay down your wrongs, your days and your nights. Come to me through the blood of my Son. But this is why you were made. It's why you breathe. It's why you live. To bring me glory. To bring me praise. Every single one of your days. Just take a few minutes to continue praying. I'm in smaller groups, 4 or 5. And if those words and that song spoke specifically to you, would you let those people around you know that? And they will pray for you. And if there's no one like that in your group, you can ask God for healing. You can ask God to be filled with more of His Spirit. God is eager to fill us. it appears as though we could just let everything happen until midnight, but I don't think that's what we're supposed to do. Again, if you're involved, engaged in a fruitful time of ministry to someone, please go ahead. I had an impression that God wants to minister to 16-year-old young men. So if you're 16 years old and you're a young man, would you raise your hand? Raise it high. Don't be ashamed. Okay. Keep it up. And if people could gather around these guys, 16-year-old young men, every guy should have 3 or 4 people praying for him. There's one over here. 16 years old. Keep your hand raised until you have some people praying for you. And once you have some people who are surrounding you, you can bring your hand down. Obviously, when God speaks through someone with a prophetic word, someone asked me one time, well, you know, what if you're not 16 years old? Or, you know, I mean, God doesn't care. No. Prophetic words are given so that we know God knows our circumstances. He knows our situations. He knows what we're going through. And we should all be encouraged that that's the kind of God we serve, who knows our deepest thoughts and what we're struggling with and challenged by.
Who do you think you are? Are you the young man in the mirror? Who do you think you are? As you grow older, do you get nearer to the man you want to be? There is only one thing that you truly need. I have shown you one thing, is to live for me and to love me with all your heart and soul. Tell me, is that your only goal? The world would try to confuse you. The world, it wants to amuse you. Waste your time, take your life away. The world, it wants to abuse you. The world, it wants to use you and spit you out. There's no doubt, the world is not your friend. The world is not your friend. Who do you think you are? Do you see what I have made you? Who do you think you are? You were made to obey me, to bring glory to my name, to bring honor, to bring me praise in all you do. Is that you? You say I'm weak, you say I have no strength to follow. But even as you speak, you know your excuses sound so hollow. can do nothing without me, my son. You can't begin anything without me. You can do nothing apart from me, my son. So put your life in my hands and believe that I gave my only son to make you mine. Leave behind all this world has to offer you. Leave behind all the promises it makes to you. Only I am true. These are the years that I have made for you to know me. This is the life that I prepared for you to grow in me. I am your strength. I am your life. I am your only joy.
Father, we pray for these young men and for the season of their lives when there are so many temptations calling out to them, saying, I can satisfy, I can please you, I can make your life better. Lord, give them strength to resist, to fight. Lord, give them strength to live for your glory, to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ through their words and through their actions.
The Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretched treasure. How great the pain of searing heart, the Father turns his face away as wounds mar the chosen one. Many sons to glory.
Behold the man.
Yeah.
Sing it again, but this I know.
But this I know with.
Let's proclaim it, but this I know.
But this I know.